This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. On Monday, the first of 41 million elderly and disabled Americans who receive Medicare benefits signed up for a prescription drug discount card, the first tangible benefit from the president's Medicare reform bill. The new cards promise discounts of up to 17%, but there are more than 70 different cards available, and figuring out which one is best can be confusing. We hope to cut through some of that confusion and explain how the program works. We will not be able to answer individual questions. There's an 800 number the president set up to do that. It's 1-800-MEDICARE. But if you have general questions about the discount program, what it does, how it works, we'll do our best to answer them. Later in the program, we'll air substantial excerpts from President Bush's interview earlier today with the Arab satellite news channel Al Arabiya and ask how American damage control efforts are being received in the Arab world. But first, the new Medicare prescription drug program. We'd especially like to hear from seniors in this part of the program and from those of you taking care of older parents or other relatives. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And the email address is totn@npr.org. Joining us now from his office here in Washington is Dr. Mark McClellan, administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And it's very good of you to be with us on Talk of the Nation.
Neil, I'm glad to join you, and it's a real pleasure to have an opportunity to talk about this new benefit for seniors and people with disabilities in the Medicare program who until now have been paying some of the highest prices in the world for their drugs.
Well, we should say from the outset that this drug discount program is actually an interim program. It ends December 2005. Explain how that works.
In 2006, Medicare will start a new voluntary prescription drug benefit for people who have good coverage in Medicare that they like now for their drugs. They can keep it, but Medicare is gearing up to start a comprehensive new benefit that will make it possible for low-income beneficiaries to get all of their prescriptions for $5 or less, and that will provide significant assistance for all Medicare beneficiaries who are struggling with drug costs right now. In the meantime, we are going to let Medicare beneficiaries band together for the first time to get lower prices, and we're providing them some unprecedented new tools to figure out where they can get the best prices for their medicines in their neighborhood, as well as by mail order.
And so how do people decide if getting a card makes sense for them?
Well, the best thing to do, as you said earlier, Neil, is to call us at 1-800-MEDICARE. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have really staffed up on some trained customer service representatives who can tell beneficiaries all about the card. If you or somebody that you work with is comfortable going online yourself, you can go to Medicare.gov, and we've got all of these drug price comparisons right on there as well. And the important feature of these cards is that we're not just focusing on whether you get 5% off or 10% off some number where you don't really know what it means. We're making available the actual price information for the drugs that you can get at your neighborhood pharmacy so that you can find the best price for you. Seniors comparison shop today for many products that they use, and we're trying to bring that market power to bear in prescription drugs where it's been very hard up to now to figure out where you can get the best deal.
Well, as you know, there were some problems with the drug prices that were listed on the Medicare website, at least the first couple of days.
Well, we want to make sure that the prices that are on our website and the prices that we tell people over the phone are discounted prices that people can be sure of getting when they go into their drugstore. And we're working closely with our card sponsors to make sure that we put up the best price that they can assure. But we have a requirement that if there's some chance that beneficiaries might have to pay a higher price, that does not go into our price comparison information.
Well, Kathy Gannon, a spokeswoman for the National Association of Chain Drugstores, which is co-sponsoring one of these cards, suggested earlier this week that seniors visit the card sponsors' websites and not Medicare to get the accurate prices.
Well, you can get some information on bigger discounts that may often be possible for some prescriptions. It's possible when you go into the drugstore that you can get discounts even larger than the ones that we'll tell you about on our price comparison tool. And we want to make sure that card sponsors like the chain drugstores that are trying to work together to give people good pharmacy services as well as lower prices through manufacturer discounts are getting out the best prices that they can assure. But we want to make sure that seniors aren't disappointed when they use this card.
Mm-hmm. Why are there 73 different cards?
there are a lot of businesses out there that want to work in partnership with us to get lower prices to seniors. It includes seniors organizations like AARP. It includes pharmacy groups, including the community pharmacists. It includes companies that have been providing health insurance and that are providing lower cost drugs to millions of Americans today who are under 65. So all of them are very interested in getting access to what is the largest market in the country. And what we want to do is help that large market of seniors and people with disabilities get the best prices they can. And that's why we will help them sort through these many choices to figure out exactly which card is best for their needs.
Dr. McClellan has kindly agreed to stay with us through this first segment of the program, and we want to give you as much chance as possible to ask him. You may probably have better questions than we do. 800-989-8255, or you can email us, totn@npr.org. And let's begin with Cheryl, who's with us from Wichita, Kansas.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is, did you say there were 70 different cards that Medicare patients can choose from?
73.
I'm a nurse, and I deal with state insurance. 90% of the patients at our office have state insurance, and we only have 5 different programs that our insured can pick from. But each different card covers different medications. And from our standpoint, we're having to, we might call out a medication that a patient has been on and find out now that they've picked this new coverage, it's no longer covered. I guess, is each different card cover different medications, and isn't that going to be a nightmare for the patient?
Well, Cheryl, I can understand the concern. I get this question a lot from seniors and from people in my medical practice before coming into this job who were faced with a lot of choices and wanted to make sure they were getting the best deal. And that's why we're focusing on giving people the personalized help they need to find the best offer. Some of these cards have very broad so-called formularies, the drugs that are covered. Others try to focus in on getting very big discounts on certain medicines, and different Medicare beneficiaries have different needs, and we want to make sure they get matched up with the best card. So when you call us up, be ready to talk about where you live. You can tell us your zip code so we can talk to you about pharmacies in your area that are participating in these programs and what medicines you're taking and their dosages. And based on that information, we can tell you which cards provide the best prices for the medicines that you use. We can also help you out if there's a particular pharmacy that you want to go to, or if you want a card that has a low fee or no fee, or if you've heard about one of these cards and you want to be sure you get information on it. So we will take all of this information on all these different drug cards and all the different drug prices out there and send you a personalized booklet that tells you which choices are best for you based on what you've told us about your medical needs. And that will reduce the large number of choices down to just 2 or 3 or even just 1 if you want us to provide this kind of help for you.
Does each patient get a copy of the formulary that they can take to their physician?
That's right. You can get access to all of the medicines that are covered. We also provide information about generic drugs that are available for your prescriptions, if there are some available. And generics are available now for most medicines in this country, and they cost about 70% less on average, and they get even bigger discounts with this discount card program, 30 to 60% off the usual price that people pay. We'll plug you right in with those. We'll also be telling you about different medicines that work in the same way as the ones that you take. So if you're on Zocor and you might be willing to try Lipitor or Crestor or other medicines for lowering your cholesterol, we'll tell you about those prices as well, and you can take that information right to your physician.
Cheryl, thanks very much.
Okay.
Just want to give somebody else a chance. Let's go now to Martha, and Martha's on the line with us from Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi, you're on the air, Martha.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'm a senior, and I received a letter from Tommy Thompson about a month ago about getting these prescription cards, and I have gotten nothing since then, and there's a number when I call, and I can't get through. They put me on something, and then they say, call back another time, because I guess they're so busy. So are people receiving these cards, and can I get a card?
Martha, let me tell you about some of the details. We've gotten a very high call volume for this program, as you might expect, with all the interest from seniors. On Monday of this week, we got more than 400,000 calls to that 1-800 Medicare number, and I appreciate you're having a little patience in getting through. Most people are getting through, and we're working to make sure that all of them do, including you. The discount program actually starts in June. That's when the discounts began, and by the way, if you have a limited income, you can qualify for a direct financial credit on this card of $600 this year and $600 next year in addition to the discounts. But all of that starts in June, so you've got all month to look at what's available, maybe hear more about the program and call us up and find out about the program. The best times to call are later in the day and also later in the week. We tend to get the highest volume of calls on Monday and Tuesday. So,
how late in the day can I call?
It's a 24/7 number. We're open all day and all night, and we've got over 1,400 customer service representatives staffing this program now. It's about four times as many as we had last year because we really want to make sure that the Medicare benefits we provide can be as individualized and as personalized as possible.
I didn't realize you said there's 73 type of cards. Now, if I call and do get through, what will they tell me? What will they? Will I get a card, or will they just give me
Martha, what they'll want you to, they'll ask you a few questions about how we can figure out what, help you figure out which card is best for you. We'll ask you about where you live, your zip code, and what medicines you're taking now and the doses. So if you're ready with that information, then we can send you a customized booklet that's based on your individual needs and your particular pharmacies that you like that tells you which of these many cards are actually the best deal for you. We've heard from lots of seniors in the program who have very different needs. You know, some like to get their prescriptions at a neighborhood pharmacy. Some like to go mail order. Some are interested in a card that's sponsored by someone that they know, like AARP. We can deal with all of that through just a few simple questions to give you the information you need to sign up easily.
Once I have the information, how do I sign up?
You'll get a very simple application form. It's just two pages with some basic information, or you can call an 800 number provided by the card that you choose, and they're open. They have very long hours as well, and if there are any more questions, you can call us back at 1-800-MEDICARE.
I wanted to get to a couple of questions before we have to let you go, and one is a criticism that seniors will elect a certain card because it gives them a really good price. After they choose it, though, the drug companies may increase their price for that drug. They can't, however, change their card.
Well, there are a lot of cards available to seniors now, Neil, that they can use in conjunction with other cards. And the problem with those cards is they usually provide some pretty small discounts. They don't have the ability to get seniors banded together so they can get lower prices from drug manufacturers. These cards are required to get drug manufacturer discounts and to pass them on to seniors. And that's why they can get bigger discounts than seniors are generally able to get today in their retail pharmacies. Mm-hmm. And this works the same way that discounts do in health insurance plans. When you sign up for a health insurance plan, you are on a particular program and you get discounts through that program. We're going to be watching very closely to make sure that none of these cards engage in bait and switch. One of the conditions for participating in this program is that they can only raise prices if their costs increase, and they have to send us an explanation for what's happening. If we do see any of that kind of bad behavior, we'll not only let the public know about it, we can impose penalties, and we can kick a card out of the program.
And I just want to get to this other question before we run out of time. This is an email question from Michael in Iowa City.
Uh-huh.
If one looks at the bottom line, which will be cheaper, one of these new prescription cards or ordering drugs from Canada? Because I can't see anyone going through all the trouble to get one of these cards if they can save more by going north.
Well, I think the best choice, the best determination of what's the best deal is the determination that each and every one of our beneficiaries can make, and we want to make that as simple as possible. In addition to going online to Medicare.gov or calling us at 1-800-MEDICARE, we're working with a lot of volunteers around the country through state health insurance assistance plans, so you can get one-on-one counseling if you need that kind of help as well. You know what you're paying for your drugs now, and you can see exactly what you'd be paying under these cards to see what's the best deal for you. One type of person, though, Neil, who definitely needs to sign up for this program are the seniors who are struggling today between the cost of their drugs and the cost of other basic necessities of life because they have very limited incomes. If your income is below about $16,800 for a couple or below about $12,600 for an individual single senior, you qualify for $600 a year in financial credit on this card plus some additional wraparound discounts from drug manufacturers, and that is a huge amount of help, and people with limited incomes who are struggling should sign up for
this program. Dr. McClellan, I hate to cut you off, but we have to go, but thank you so much for your time today.
Neil, great to be with you. Thank you very much.
We'll have more on this after a short break. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We're discussing the new Medicare drug prescription program, or prescription drug program, which begins on the 1st of June. You can begin signing up now. If you have questions about how the program works, you can give us a call at 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. The email address is totn@npr.org. And joining us now from Capitol Hill is NPR's health policy correspondent, Julie Rovner. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Neil.
You've been covering this issue for us. The word that seems to come up a lot in any discussion about it is confusion. What makes it so confusing for people to understand?
Well, partly, of course, is that there are 73 cards. Now, not everyone will have a choice of 73 cards. There's actually only about 40 national cards. So everybody will have a choice of those 40 national cards, plus whatever cards are available in their region. Then, as Commissioner McClellan didn't mention, but he's mentioned in other forums, there is a website where you can compare 60,000 drugs at 50,000 pharmacies. Then you have cards that cover some drugs, but not all drugs. So there are many variations that you lay on top of it. I have sort of likened the website there, Medicare Compare Tool, to Travelocity for drugs. It's like deciding you're going to take a round trip vacation, but you're not quite sure where you want to go.
Now, what kind of questions do people need to ask themselves before they start figuring out which card might be right for them?
Well, there's a couple of things, and either if you call 1-800-MEDICARE or you get on the Medicare.gov website, it will walk you through these. The first thing you need is your zip code to find out where you live. That determines which cards you might be eligible for. The next thing you'll need are the names of the drugs you take and the dosages. That's important because the prices are different depending on the dosages. And then you can plug them in, and then there's some sort of qualitative factors. Do you want to go to a local pharmacy, or are you willing to entertain the notion of getting your drugs through the mail? Might you be willing to switch to a generic version if there is one of the drugs that you take? You should obviously have some idea of what you're paying now, because what you're going to then get is a whole list of the possibilities. And I think the problem comes that list of possibilities is very large and difficult to wade through.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a little bit about politics before we go on too far. There are criticisms that the administration rushed this policy into effect, hoping to reap some political benefits before Election Day. They obviously pushed this bill through the Congress against many Democratic objections. Are there bugs in here that could have been worked out with a little more time?
Well, certainly that's what some people are saying. The company that's running this website, which has gotten, I think, a million hits a day, was hired on a no-bid contract. It's a fairly small company out of California that has never done anything like this before. To be fair, no one has ever done anything like this before. This is an ambitious and, I think, by all accounts, fairly impressive undertaking, what they're doing. The only real question is whether they got it up maybe a little bit too fast. Obviously, when the bill passed last year, there was a lot of incentive by its backers, including some Democrats, but mostly Republicans, to get something out there that seniors could see before the election. The real drug coverage, as Dr. McClellan was saying, doesn't begin until 2006. This is the one piece that the Republicans really hope is going to work, that people are going to see, they're going to like, they're going to have some benefit from. Democrats are obviously kind of torn. One thing everybody does agree on is that if you are low income, if you have an income of under, it's about $12,500 for an individual, about $16,700 for a couple, those people will benefit. There is a $600 credit that will go on to whatever card they choose.
Mm-hmm. The other is about this confusion over prices. The Democratic presidential candidate, John Kerry, distributed his chart showing that the Medicare card prices in a lot of cases are higher than what you might find on the internet pharmacy drugstore.com or the amount negotiated by the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yes, well, of course, the amount negotiated by the Department of Veterans Affairs is not a publicly available price. That's only the price that you can get if you're actually in a veterans health facility. But clearly, the issue of whether these prices are lower than drugstore.com come into play, because you have to pay for these cards. That hasn't been mentioned yet. Not all of them, a few of them have no fee, but they're allowed to charge up to $30 a year. And as you mentioned, once you sign up for a card, you can't change. This is one of the big frustrations of a lot of people. The companies can change the discounts. They can also drop the drug. So if you sign up for a card because it covers your drug, you're locked in. They can drop the drug if need be, and then you're kind of stuck and you've paid $30. So there's this issue of, if the discounts aren't any bigger than something like drugstore.com, where you don't have to pay anything to get that price, perhaps it would be better to just get that price. If I could add something that I was surprised Dr. McClellan didn't say about lower prices in Canada, which Democrats have also been talking about, it is at this moment still illegal to buy drugs from Canada. That may be changing, but at the moment, one should, it will definitely be cheaper, but it is not legal.
Well, didn't Tommy Thompson say just the other day that he now thinks it's inevitable that a bill legalizing reimportation drugs from Canada will be passed?
Yes, he did, but Commissioner McClellan said this morning in another forum that he thinks that the bill that's being worked up has some serious problems, so it may happen. It hasn't happened yet.
All right, let's get some more callers on the line. Patrick is with us from Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm helping my mother to purchase drugs, and one of the things that the doctor didn't mention, well, he mentioned that this is historical, that you call up and tell them what drugs you're presently taking, but just every month my mom seems to get a new drug. And so what happens if you are signed up for a plan, but you don't, when you purchase a new drug, it's not covered, mm-hmm. but then you can't change
your card. You're locked into that one card.
You're locked into that one.
That's absolutely correct, and that is if you get a new drug and it's not covered, you're out of luck. Again, it's important to stress this is not intended to be a drug coverage program. That's what starts in 2006. This is supposed to tide people over and help them to the extent that it can. So they don't anticipate that people will necessarily be able to find a card that will cover all of their medications. The idea is giving people some help while they're waiting for real coverage to start in 2006.
Patrick, good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Joan, and Joan is with us from Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
My question is, I am livid about this situation, simply because, once again, we are targeting the lower-income senior. Why can't we be just and help all seniors? There has to be some type of cutback somewhere to help the people who have built this country. We owe it to them. And until you see thousands of dollars going out each month for that the upper income seniors must pay for their drugs, and I am not exaggerating, thousands of dollars, if you've been through a catastrophic illness or anything like that, it is just so unfair to help one group and not help them all. Something's extremely wrong with our thinking here.
Let's get a response from Julie Rovner, though I will point out she neither wrote nor voted for any of this legislation. But go ahead, Julie.
But I can certainly tell you why it is the way it is. And this goes back to the decision in the early part of 2003 that Congress was going to only spend $400 billion on this enterprise. They wanted to provide some drug coverage through Medicare. $400 billion when seniors consume $1.8 trillion worth of drugs, or will consume that much over the next 10 years. $400 billion is somewhere around a quarter of that. If they were going to sort of dispense it the way they did, they decided to put an emphasis on people with lower incomes. I might point out, I was watching the other day a senior go through this whole algorithm trying to figure out which card would be good for her, and it looked great because she was going to pay like $8 for her $200 drug. She was going to use up her $600 credit on this card in the first month, and then she was going to have to go back to just paying, they would be discounted prices, but instead of paying $8 for her $200 drug, she was going to have to start paying $160 for her $200 drug. So it's not all that generous, even for the low-income people, if they have high drug bills.
Mm-hmm.
Joan, thanks very much for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. In the email question from David in Gaithersburg, Maryland, why are there 73 different drug cards? The exaggerated variety of cards is a core issue in complexity here. He writes, what's the concept or requirement that determines that 73 different cards are necessary?
Well, this was part of the backers of this bill wanted to get the private enterprise system going, and they think Secretary Thompson said the other day competition is good. This is it breeds confusion, but this was what they wanted. I think the main reason there are this many is that these companies are setting themselves up for when the Medicare drug coverage begins in 2006. They want to be ready. They want to get a baseline of how it will work. They want to get a loyal customer base. They're hoping if they get people to sign up for their cards, that if and when they start off coverage in 2006, they'll just be able to transition those people with whom they already have a business relationship. So that there's a lot of sort of cutthroat competition going on with an eye towards 2006. I think that's why there's so many.
Earlier, we spoke with Dr. Mark McClellan, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Joining us now from her office in Silver Spring, Maryland, is Marilyn Moon, director of health programs at the American Institutes for Research. And it's very good of you to join us today.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you've looked into this drug discount program and have some problems with it. What are they?
Well, first, I would say that it's one of those things that probably people should look and see if it works for them. They shouldn't, because there are problems with it, discount it or ignore it totally from the beginning. So I don't want to discourage people from thinking about it. But the callers that I've heard so far on your program have really put their finger on a number of the issues. One is that it is going to be complicated and difficult to figure out, and probably most important, once you make your choice, the plans can make a lot of changes, and you're locked into that choice for a year. So that's one issue that people need to think about when they're comparing these cards with things like drugstore.com. The other major issue I have with this is the answer that Julie Rovner gave about the help for low-income beneficiaries. Sounds really good, but for someone who has $5,000 a year in expenses, it's really a very tiny amount. And for someone who has $600, it's great. So it isn't targeted very well at people with low incomes and who have high expenses. It would have been nice to have it be better targeted, but I understand they were trying to keep it as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because obviously, that would make it more complicated.
Yes.
Complications would make it more complicated if we're into tautology here. What would you like to see change at this point? And again, this is an interim program.
Well, I will say that I think one of the things that they've done right is in trying to help people sort through this, because it's a very difficult process. But people should definitely understand that when they find one plan that seems to be the best for them, they should consider very carefully whether or not they're likely to have a change in the prescriptions that they're going to be taking over the year, if they have knowledge about that. And they may want to think about a plan that's broader rather than narrower, and I hope that that kind of information is available to them. This is just going to be very confusing for people, and unfortunately, when people try to call the 1-800 Medicare line and can't get through, one of the things they're going to do is call the state health insurance plan, state health insurance counseling programs, which is a number that a lot of people have, and unfortunately, there's been very little additional money made available to them to help answer all of these many questions. So one thing I would like to see is more attention and dollars put into some one-on-one help for folks.
And more operators, apparently, on that 1-800 number.
Absolutely. But the problem is that you also don't want them just to hire people and then not be able to help them. You need to have folks who can understand what the issues are, what the questions are, and steer people in the right direction.
Now, obviously, there was a lot of debate before this program was finally enacted into law and signed off on President Bush. But now that it's here, it is, I understand some of the criticisms, but is a half a loaf, if you will, better than none?
Well, I think it may be in some cases. I have facetiously called this the anti-chump card, that in some ways you're a chump if you don't take it. And that is, I fear that there may be some increases in prices that will then drive prices for people who don't go into a discount card type arrangement higher. If that's the case, then you are a chump if you don't sign up. But it is the case that people will have to look at this individually and say, is it really going to bring me enough of a bargain to lock myself into one plan when I might be able to shop around? The other thing that I have concerns about is that there will be restrictions on the cards in terms of not only what drugs they can go to, but to some extent where they're what pharmacies are going to participate with what cards. And so people are going to have to be very careful that to think about the time and effort they may have to go through if they have to drive an extra 20 miles or 10 miles to a different pharmacy, for example, than what they're used to going to.
Marilyn Moon, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Marilyn Moon is Director of Health Programs at the American Institutes for Research. She was with us from her office in Silver Spring, Maryland. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get some more calls on the line. Randall is with us from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to echo a concern expressed by a nurse earlier, and that has to do with a patient who selects a given card which contains some of their drugs but not all. Then they need to talk with their physician or the physician's nurse to change some of their medicines to accommodate to be on that card. And not only does that generate a tremendous number of phone calls and a lot of time and effort by the patient and the physician and nurse, but may very well require subsequent visits for lab work, for blood pressure checks to make sure that the new medicine is working, and this may add to the expense and negate the benefit.
Julie, is that right?
It's certainly possible. Again, I think most people can expect that they probably won't find a card that will cover each drug they take. It won't necessarily mean that you would have to change. These are really they're relatively small discounts. I don't think we've talked about that. They're for brand name drugs. I think they're talking an average of 17%. So again, over 18 months, it's something that would be nice to have, but for many people, it's not going to be the difference between getting the drug or not getting the drug.
And for doctors, it may be a lot of trouble. Randall, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Here's an email we got from Jim Riley in Oklahoma City. It goes on for a bit, but stay with us. I just checked the Medicare website at 1 p.m. today, Eastern Time, for the price of a 90-day supply of Avalide 312.5, a common medication for hypertension. I was given the option of choosing four of the possible cards for comparison. I chose the first four listed. Prices range from $175 to $179. I went to the AARP website, found a price of $167 for the same thing. I've been buying my prescriptions from a pharmacy in Canada for the past 2 years through a company in Duluth, Minnesota. The price for the same drug, same strength, same number is $109 plus a $13 shipping and handling fee. If I owe more than one prescription, the shipping fee remains the same. So why on earth, he concludes, would I choose one of these cards over the Canadian supplier? And I guess, Julie, you answered it briefly before. It's illegal to get the drugs from Canada, but other than that?
Other than that, the other issue, again, something like the AARP website, that's a mail order website, or drugstore.com. The cards have to guarantee that prescriptions are available, that the medications are available at that price in a pharmacy. So that tends to make it a little bit more expensive. So it may be this is the only chance to get a discount at a pharmacy if you don't want to go the mail order route. Obviously, if you're willing to go by mail order, then you can get lots of discounts. The department said they were going to issue a report today doing what they called an apples-to-apples comparison on the prices available through mail order using the cards and not using the cards. I'll be anxious to see that. We haven't gotten it yet.
Let's see if we could get one more quick caller in. Elliot, we don't have much time, but you're on the line from Brookline, Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm a psychiatrist. I work with disabled mentally ill patients who are all on Medicare. They're not going to be able to advocate for themselves or hang in there with the phone line. They're going to get easily confused. I would like to see a resource for physicians planning to help their Medicare patients. It's particularly crucial with psychiatric patients because they're on multiple drugs, which are often very expensive, and unlike what the doctor said before, there are not generic equivalents, and very often the ability to afford these drugs is an important factor in whether my patients stay on their medications in between hospitalizations.
Julie, I can give you 30 seconds to offer any advice you might have for Elliot.
That's a good point. Actually, I think that the doctor should call 1-800-MEDICARE and ask them about getting a special place for doctors to help their patients. Something else I'd want to add that I'm surprised Dr. McClellan didn't mention, they're predicting that prices will go down over the ensuing weeks. They can change prices once a week, and that people hold off, wait for the prices to kind of shake themselves out before they lock themselves into a plan. As long as you sign up by May 31st, you can start getting the discounts in June.
And if you miss the phone number or the website, they're listed on our website. Go to npr.org and to the Talk of the Nation page. Elliot, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you very much.
And Julie Rovner, as always, thanks to you.
Thank you.
Julie Rovner is NPR's health policy correspondent. She was with us from Capitol Hill. When we come back from a short break, we're going to be listening to excerpts of President Bush's interview today on Al Arabiya television. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.